This is St. Louis Public Radio. It's been a dramatic 6 months for Ferguson Mayor James Knowles III. The part-time municipal official was thrust into the spotlight after former Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson shot and killed Michael Brown. But even though the wall-to-wall coverage of the town has died down, Ferguson still has big economic and social challenges. On top of that, Knowles is still trying to figure out why Governor Jay Nixon didn't place the Missouri National Guard in Ferguson when a grand jury didn't indict Wilson. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum spoke with Knowles earlier this week. He asked him what he hoped ongoing Missouri Senate hearings about Nixon's handling of the unrest would yield.
So far, the rationales given, the reasoning given to date has been, the logic has not flowed with some of the other decisions that were made. They seem to be excuses, and I think it's important that we understand the true reasoning.
What do you make of when he says, for example, he didn't want the National Guard there because he didn't want another Kent State?
Well, I mean, again, that's one of the ones that I don't think the logic flows. I mean, why put National Guard troops in Clayton or in Shaw Park neighborhood where you could have still had violence and death? Now, it all played out in Ferguson. I mean, that could just be dumb luck. Could be because people knew the National Guard wasn't going to be there. I don't know. I'm not sure why it all ended up happening in Ferguson, but the next night he risked having a clash by putting National Guard on the streets in front of businesses that very well could have erupted again.
How damaged do you think that the city's both reputation and financial status was because of the events of the last 6 months?
Well, luckily we've had a very good financial situation for the past several years, and so though it has been painful, looking forward, the city is still in a good financial position. Obviously, there's a lot of people that still use the term Ferguson to mean a lot of things. And that's still hurtful to me, knowing what we've tried to make in this community for a long time. I think that that's probably going to be a stigma that's going to stay around for a while. What I'm hoping is that when people continue to look at Ferguson from here on out, they will actually focus on what we're doing, and hopefully our actions will show people that we can rise out of what's going on.
It's possible there could be changes to the police department that's kind of put on by the feds, essentially. Is that your understanding? And how do you think the police department will change
forward? The feds can make recommendations, or they can ask us to do things in order to force us to do something. They have to sue us in court. Mm-hmm. There's going to be changes at some point. People will retire and new people will come, and new technology will come, and we'll try to implement it when it's suitable. But we have no intentions on getting rid of our police department. We have not gotten any indication from the Justice Department at this point what we think those requests might be made of us as far as changes. I mean, I've heard Eric Holder say things like wholesale change, and what does that mean? I have no idea. We've got no indication what that means.
What do you want to do personally to kind of move the city forward, and how much sway do you think you're going to have in the policy making discussion going forward?
I think moving forward, we'll continue to work on some of the economic development over along the West Florissant Corridor, as well as the Great Streets Program to beautify and rebuild that transportation corridor. Even though, as mayor, again, I don't have any executive or administrative authority, there is there's the power of the pulpit, I guess. Right now, the council's, I think, moving forward pretty united on those efforts. The citizens seem to be pretty obviously united about what we wanted to do along West Florissant in that corridor. And having the conversations I've had with a lot of businesses and economic development professionals who want to work in this area, I think that we'll see a lot of great things happen in the near future.